My name is David Ledford, and a year ago I would have stood up here and I would have been David Ledford, so many different titles, electrician, son of Charles and Carol, brother of Robert and Stephen, firefighter, hero, anything that I could have put at the end of that to make myself significant to all of you out there. Today I stand before you as David Ledford, child of God, and I can tell you this with certainty only because a year ago I was brought to complete brokenness. Just have to bear with me and pray for me. It's still very tender and very new revelation. But I thank God daily that I was brought to that brokenness. I was brought to the complete end of David Ledford, whoever. And I was shown that I am nothing without God. Like Carolyn, I was raised knowing who God was. I had a very loving family. I knew who Christ was. And as a teenager, I was brought with the help of a wonderful youth minister to accept Christ as my Savior. And I knew I was saved, but I was a religious person then. I knew I had to go to church. I knew I had those same laws that Carolyn did. I had the Ten Commandments. I had to keep these. I knew I had so many new rules now as a new Christian. So from the age of about 14 until 32, when I was brought to complete brokenness, I struggled. Satan was at me every day because he knew I still didn't know the whole truth. As a child, something very terrible happened to me. I was molested. And looking back on it now, I see how Satan used this as a tool from that very instant that it happened all the way until I was brought to that complete state of brokenness. That was mine and Satan's secret. He would use that to make me question myself, make me question who I was, make me question the very thoughts I had, my masculinity, my sexual orientation. Always in the back of my mind, I always had a question of why. You know, I knew I was a Christian. I knew I wasn't supposed to feel this way. I knew I wasn't supposed to have these thoughts. But always, Satan was whispering in the back because he knew I didn't know the complete truth. When I was brought to that complete state of brokenness, my mother looked for someone for me to talk to. And she found the Office of Christian Families Today in Eatonton. And already with these nagging thoughts in the back of my mind, questioning who I really was. Was I really even a man? Didn't know this. I was very apprehensive about going to the office because counseling was for people who were broke. They're for people who have problems. I didn't want to have problems. I can tell you that if you've never been in, and I don't know about the other offices they have, but if you've never been to the Eatonton office, pay it a visit, because the minute you walk through the door, Christ is there. Amy, who will greet you, is just expression of the Holy Spirit himself. And then when I met Greg, I felt immediately at ease. Not because he's Greg Brazina, but because the Holy Spirit works so forcefully through this ministry that you cannot help but feel the love of God, the true love of God, the true Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Greg and I had our first session, and I really didn't plan on talking about much at all. The Holy Spirit wouldn't allow that. Things came out of my mouth that I have never spoken to anyone, not my parents, not my closest friends, for 32 years. The Holy Spirit allowed that to happen. The one question that Satan had always used against me was, well, if this could happen to you as a child, you're not a man. The Holy Spirit used Greg and quelled that in an instant. And if I had been told this one simple answer 32 years ago, I wouldn't be as broken as I am today. Greg asked me, he said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Yes, sir, I know I've been saved." I knew that because I knew as a teenager I was saved. He said, "Well, then you cannot be gay. You can't be a homosexual. You can't be any of those things that you always had questions about." And I just sat there and looked at him, and I'm thinking, you don't even really know me. How can you say that? He said, because you are a child of God. If you are truly saved, there is no question about it. You are 100% man. You are 100% a child of God. And immediately, it's like my eyes were opened. The Spirit has worked through them in counseling, got me to a Growth and Grace seminar. And I would strongly suggest that anyone, whether you think you need it or not, you should go to one of these Growth and Grace seminars. Because it's like sitting in this dim, dark room, if you still have questions about who Christ is and how he can work. And after Friday night, I was so excited. It was like somebody flipped on a light switch to the brightest light you've ever seen, because truths were revealed at a pace that was just phenomenal. I still think back to things that they just now are hitting me, because the truths come so quick, and it's so much to take in just 2 days. After that weekend, I knew I was on a path that God had planned for me so many years ago when that terrible, terrible thing happened to me. All of the bad stuff that's ever happened in my life has been to get me to this point here today and to get me to this ADT class, which is, as Carolyn said and as Jan has said, is something that is so self-revealing, because you think you know who you are. You think you know who you are with God. And if you sit there today and say 100% you know that, God love you and God bless you. I thought I was. I learn every Tuesday night when I go, I sit there in class, and whether they're teaching or whether other students are sharing, I learn something new about myself. Christ reveals to me daily, hourly, driving down the road now. And I owe it all to Christian Families Today. I thank you all for supporting this ministry. I think it's truly a very important ministry, and I'm here to say I wouldn't be here today, I know, without Christian Families Today.
I did also share with David that a Christian can sin. It's impossible for a Christian to be a homosexual because that's identity. But can a Christian commit homosexual acts? Can a Christian think wrong thoughts? Can a Christian sin? Yeah. That's what Jesus died on the cross for. Isn't God good?